Okay, so today's daf is Kuf Yud Gimel, and the Gemara had been discussing the differences between Ketan and Chereshes, why they have this one gets Nisun, this one doesn't get Nisun, why this one gets Miun, this one doesn't. So along those line of questions, the Gemara says, top line of Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, Maishna Ketana de Achla B'Tshuma, Maishna Chereshes de Achla B'Tshuma. As we'll see in a moment, Ketana gets to partake in Tshuma, but the Chereshes does not get to partake in Truma. So the Gemara explains the Tanan, the Mishnah. It's a Mishnah that's found in Edios. Heyid Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai Gada. He made the following testimony: Ala Chereshes she'esia avia she'yotze beget. So let's say a Chereshes, her father had married her off, that she can get divorced with a get. Val Ketana bas Yisrael she'niseis l'kohen she'ochelas b'truma. And a Ketana who gets married to a Kohen, the Ketana is allowed to eat Truma. So the Gemara makes the following implication, inference rather, Ilo Chereshes lo Achla, but when it comes to a Chereshes, it doesn't mention anything in this testimony of Yochanan ben Gudgada about the Chereshes eating Truma. Sound like only the Ketana has the ability to eat Truma, but not Chereshes. So what's the difference? So the Gemara explains, Gezeira Shema Yachil Cheresh bi Chereshes. There's a concern that maybe a cheresh is going to feed a chereshes chuma. What's that concern? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi explains that gzeira shema yachil cheresh b'chereshes. Hai laf shinu ma'al yehu. This answer is not really a good answer, says Rashi. Mali pekeach b'chereshes, mali cheresh b'chereshes. What's the difference? Who's the man marrying the woman who's chereshes? Whether the man's a pekeach, whether the man's a cheresh. Shneim einon nisuin. Neither one is considered a good marriage. It doesn't make a difference who the man is. Either way, the Chereshes is never a really good Kedushin. Sharei, Rashi explains, Sharei, Tzad Heter Shalahen, Eino Elamishim, Delab, Nei Onchininu, Havik Kikotin Ochel Nevelos. So the Heter is only because it's not really Lab, Nei Ocean. Chereshes, since they don't have full Das, they're only considered Ketanim, and they're not subject to punishments. And it's no different than a Katan who eats Nevelos. So Gemara explains later on what the issue is going to be. Gemara is going to fine-tune this a little bit. So this, before we finish Rashi, let's go back to the Gemara. The Gemara says that what's the reason why a cheresh is can eat truma? Because there's a concern that a cheresh might feed a cheresh's truma. So Gemara says, what's the problem with that? Leichel, katan ochel nevelosu. So there's not a problem with that. A katan is allowed to eat nevelos. Was that line of Rashi here? Right, so basically what they're saying is that the a chereshes that has the same din as a katana, or a katan in this case, and the halacha is, the Gemara in Yovam tells us, as we're going to see, that a person's not required to be mafrish a katan from eating nevelos. Let's say a katan is eating nevelos, not a person's own child. Forget chinuch for a moment. So a katan's eating nevelos. I have no obligation, based on his own obligation, to say, stop eating that. He's doing it on his own. I'm not feeding him nevelos. He's eating on his own. So what's the problem? Let a cheresh get married to a kohen, and if they happen to be eating, it's not our obligation to separate them. What's the problem with a cheresh eating truma? So the Gemara says, no, the real problem is Gezeira Shema Yachil Cheresh Bipikechas. So the Gemara says, the concern is that a Cheresh, a man who is deaf, who might get married to Pikechas, and Pikechas, a woman who is Bar Onshin, she is not allowed to eat Truma. She's a person who we would have to separate. We can't, we cannot allow her to eat Truma. So that's the concern here. So the Gemara says, wait a second. What's the problem with a Cheresh who marries Pikechas? The Cheresh Pikechas Nami lecha b'tshuma d'rabbanan. So at least you could allow. The problem is because a cheresh and pikechas is not married midiraisa, because the cheresh doesn't have full das. So the Gemara says, at least allow the pikechas who marries a cheresh, at least let them eat tshuma midirabanan. I'll try to explain everything with the whole train of thought here. Whereas the cheresh dilma asi leochla b'tshuma d'raisa. Now the concern is that you're not allowed to eat, feed the cheresh. The cheresh cannot feed the pikachas shuma b'deraisa. Okay, so let's backtrack. So we'll go in the right order. The halacha is that a pikachas who's married to a cheresh, since it's a cheresh, the man's a cheresh, it's not a full kedushin b'deraisa. even though the cheresh is at the kohen, he's not allowed to feed the bikachas truma mederaisa because it's not a good marriage and she's not really viewed as an eshes kohen. But since it's a kedusha mederbanan, in theory we allow her to eat a kedusha truma mederbanan. The truma mederbanan means anything that's not one of the trumas deraisas, which are the gancha, tiroshcha, vitzarcha, grains, wine, and olives are all truma mederaisa. All other pears are only truma mederbanan. So mikra din, you can feed a pikachas who marries a cheresh to kohen, you could feed her truma mederbanan because they're married on a derbanan level. But we don't allow that because that might lead to feeding them even truma mederaisa. That once we even said that, so a cheresh who marries a woman, so we say the same thing shiroso, even if a man, a pikach man, marries a woman who's a chereshes, we ask it all relationships, whether it's the man who's a cheresh or whether it's the woman who's a chereshes, we ask it all relationships, anyone to have, whenever there's a cheresh involved, no truma is allowed to be used because it might lead to a case where pikachas is eating truma mederaisa. That's the reason for the whole institution. Okay. Now the Gemara says, Maishna Ktana, the Isla Ksuva, who Maishna Cheresh is the Lesa Ksuva. So apparently, a Katan has a Ksuva, but a Cheresh does not have, a Cheresh does not have a Ksuva. What is the difference? So Gemara explains as follows. Di'im Kain Mimne V'lo Nasrilai. Because if not the case, they wouldn't get married. So what's that saying? Rashi explains that Mimne v'lo nisfele, this is around 10 narrow lines up, about Ketana lo Mimne de'asu l'chaldea. No one's going to ever have marry a chereshes, rather marry someone who has a full das there. And especially if you make them have a ksuba, and if I have to divorce her and lose out, I'm going to pay her money, I'm not interested, I'm going to look for someone else. But if there's no ksuba at hand, the guy says, wait a second, I can't really afford a ksuba. So I could try to find a woman who's cheap. A cheresh just happens to be pretty cheap. I don't have to pay a ksuba, so I'm going to get to marry her. So therefore, they never instituted a ksuba, but came to chereshes. When it came to a ketana, since a ketana eventually become a bardas, people are going to want to marry her. And the fact that I need to pay a ksuba to marry a ketana is not going to deter me, because I know she's going to come to be a gedola, so I'm willing to pay the ksuba. But for chereshes, if I have to pay a ksuba, I'm not interested in marrying her. So for that reason, they said there's no ksuba when it comes to chereshes. The ketana minal de islay. What's the source that a ketana does have a ksuva? Find me a source. Whoever said that ketana has a ksuva, the tanan. So they find the mishnah. They dig up a mishnah. It's found in Bab Metzia. Hamimaenes vashniya violinus ein lahem ksuva. So Mimenes is a woman who gets married when she's a ketana. As we saw a number of times, she gets married by her father dies. Her mother or brothers marry her off. She says, I'm opting out of this relationship. Mamenes does not get to collect the ksuba. A shenia is medivrei sofrim. Let's say the second tier arayos that are also medirbanam, those relationships also do not get a ksuba. And in islandness, as we've seen, someone who has these different simanim is not able to have children. These three individuals do not get a ksuba. Aval yotzal beget, but if they all, each of them can get divorced with a get. Okay. So now the Gemara concludes from all this, though, the ketana yesh laget. So I'm not sure if this is part of the text or this is the conclusion we're saying here.
They have it as beget uketana.
Vayotze beget uketana. Uketana, that's part of the text. Uketana yesh laksuba? That yesh laksuba sounds like the continuation of the sentence. But not the continuation of the sentence?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, it is, okay. Vayotze beget veketana yesh laksuba. Okay, so it's part of the text that it explicitly writes that there is a ksuba. Sounds from Rashi. Rashi might be making a dik. If you look at Rashi, the last few narrow lines, it says about yotza beget. He says midiuka de masnizin, a dik from the Mishnah. It says de katani memenes. In fact, it says memenes shemaina mina taima mishim debal karcho nafka, that it goes against her will, against his will rather. She could opt out of the relationship against his will. Ha hotzia islay alma yesh ksuba ketana. Sounds like we conclude from this, but a ketana does get a ksuba. Sounds like he's making a diuk as opposed to being the actual text. I'm not sure though. I also have it in mind as well as part of the text here, and they don't make any comments about Rashi arguing. But it sounds like to me Rashi's arguing, so I'm misreading the Rashi. Okay, either way, we see from here that a ketana does get a ksuba. A chereshes does not get a ksuba because no one would want to marry her if, you know, her condition, and then plus to have to pay ksuba as well, that no one's going to want to marry her. So he said, you know what? If you marry a Chereshes, there's no need to pay a ksuba. Then the Gemara asks, the Chereshes minolan de les ksuba. How does one know what's the source that a Chereshes doesn't get a ksuba? We gave a reason why, but show me a text. This Sanya, the Braisa teaches us that a Cheresh vishota shenasu pikros. So a Cheresh, a man who's deaf or a man who is not working with a full deck of cards. So shenasu pikros, who marry women who are full das, afa pishin is pakeach, even though this man may eventually become a pikeach, or a Cheresh v'nishtatva hashota, even though maybe the pikeach, the Cheresh becomes pikeach, or the shota gets his das, even though that might be the case. Ein lehem alehem kulum. They have nothing. They don't get a ksuba. This is talking about, again, a Cheresh v'shota. Now, Ratz l'kaimam yesh ksuba. If they want to stay married, though, then they are allowed to get a ksuba. Now, this is all talking about where the man has the issue, not the woman. We're concerned about when the woman's the Chereshes. Now, in contrast to that, u'pikeach shenasa Chereshes. Oh, shota. Let's say the man's a pikeach, and he marries either a woman who's deaf or a woman who's a shota. Afilu kasala mea mana ksuvasa kaimas, mipnei shirata lazuk b'nechasuf. So, even if he writes a ksuba of 100 mana, which is a significant amount of money, because he wants to damage his own property, whatever that means exactly, the document stands. Now, Gemara makes a dig, time of the rata, only because we know he wants to, for some reason, get rid of, he wants to liquidate his assets. That's why it stands. Holo rata ein la. And if he doesn't want to, we do not enforce a ksuba. So we see from here that a Chereshes does not get a ksuba. The only time he gets a ksuba, if he really insists on liquidating his assets. And what's the svar again, why a Chereshes does not deserve a ksuba like any other woman? Dimkein mimnev lov nisfei led. Because if you tell a man you're going to have to pay a ksuba when marrying a Chereshes, no one's going to want to marry a Chereshes. So that's the halacha. So Gemara asks, now, ihachi, that's the case. A pikachas lecheresh liskan laksuba. So if that's the case, a woman who's a pikachas, who marries a cheresh, she should get a ksuba. Dimkein mimnev lo minzve. So if that's the case, if she doesn't get a ksuba, people are not going to marry her. Or she's not going to marry her. Ah. The pikachas says, wait a second, I'm not going to marry this cheresh. If you're not giving me a ksuba, I'm not going to marry him. So shouldn't we be concerned that this cheresh is not going to get married? We don't want anyone to be single. So when it came to chereshes, so we want to make sure they get married. Requiring ksuba is going to make them have a harder time to get married. There's no ksuba for chereshes. But now the other way around, let's say he's a cheresh and she's a pikachas. She's, wait a second, I've got the upper hand here. I'm the pikachas. I can marry anybody I want. He's the cheresh. She is going to have a hard time. If you want me to marry this cheresh, give me a ksuba. Why did the Gemara say before that a pikachas who marries a cheresh doesn't get a ksuba? No one's going to want to marry the cheresh if they're not going to collect the ksuba. Gemara says no, because Yosef Misha Isha wrote to Lisa, Isha wrote to Lina. A very famous line appears a few times in Shas. So that more than a man wants to get married, a woman wants to get married much more. So a woman is willing to marry a cheresh even without there being a ksuba. There's no need to entice her to get married. She's willing to marry him. As long as she can find some man, with her standards are much lower than a man's standards, then that's enough. And the fact that she doesn't get a ksuba is not going to be a deterrent for her. And Gemara now records the following maisa. Hahu cheresh dehava b'shavusa de Rav Malkia. There was once a cheresh who lived in the neighborhood of Rav Malkia. Now, Ansave Issa, and he got married to a woman. The cost of Allah, Arba Mea Zuza Benichse. And the Cheresh had ridden a ksuba, 400 zuz, from his own property to his wife. So Amar Rava, Rava says, Man Chacham Krav Malkaya, who's such a great Chacham, as great as Rav Malkaya, the Gavar Rabba, who's such a great person. Kesavar, what's the Svara? Didn't we just say before that a Cheresh did not have to give a ksuba? So why is there a ksuba in this case? So Gemara explained the following Svara. Kesavar, if this cheresh wanted to buy for himself a shivcha to do a service for him, to clean the house, to cook, would he not have to pay for it? So certainly here, where he's marrying a woman and she's serving both roles, both as his wife and as a shivcha, she's going to be doing the services in the house. Certainly he's going to have to pay some fee for this. So that was a svar of Malkaya used to make him pay a ksuba. Now, how this aligns with what we said before, it doesn't seem to go against the Mishnah that there's no ksuba. I'm not sure. But that was the svar he throws out. Okay. Gemara now says, Amar Avchia bar A'a bar Ashi, Amar Shmuel, Eishes Cheresh, Ein Chayav Moleha, Oshem Tale. If a Cheresh gets married to a woman, that woman, if a woman had been with a another man, there's been an Eshes Ish, there is no Chiv Ashem Tale. So Rashi explains four wide lines down, Ein Chayav Male Ashem Tale, the name of Safek Eshes Ishi, Safek Hi Bar Das, Safek Ein Bo Das. We're not really sure whether Cheresh is really considered having Das or not. So if we're not really sure if he has Das, it becomes a Safek whether he's really married or not to this woman. So then, do we maybe we should say whenever there's a suffix iser deraisa taking place, so there's a halacha that you bring the carbon to Ashem Tali. Ashem Tali is, I'm feeling guilty. I'm not really sure. The classic case the Gemara is going to bring, I believe. But let's say that two fats here. There's chalev and then there's chalev and then there's shuman. Shuman is fat that one's allowed to eat. Chalev is fat that one may not eat. There's an iser karis. Let's say I've got two pieces of fat in front of me. I'm not sure which is which. I eat one of them, and then I'm not sure which one I ate. And there's no way to figure out the you know, based on, you know, scientific makeup, or let's say the leftover piece was thrown in the garbage. I have no way for me to figure out what I ate. So I'm feeling guilty. I think I may have eaten the wrong one, but I don't really know. If I know I ate the chalev, which is asr, I gotta bring a chatas. But if I don't know, I'm feeling guilty, I bring what's called an ashram taloi. Ashram is a guilt offering. Taloi, it's dependent, it's a suffix. And if somehow I find that afterwards what I did was wrong, then I need to bring a full chatas. Okay. So here, whenever there's a suffix, whether Isser Karis is taking place, there should be Ashem Taler. So says the Lach here, if an Eishes Cheresh is with another man, we're not really sure whether her marriage is a good marriage, because we're not really sure that the level of Das of the Cheresh. If the Cheresh is a full level of Das, well, that's a good marriage, and there's an Isser Eishes Ish. If there's not a full level of Das, and there's not a marriage, and there's no Isser Deraisa of an Eishes Ish. So Shmuel's Mechadesh, that you're not Chayiv to bring an Ashem Taler in such a case. Okay, so let's back to Rashi, and Rashi explains the svar for this again. Ein chayav maleh ashram talay the name of suffik ishu suffik ki bodas suffik ein bodas. We don't say there's a suffik whether the cherish has das or not, and habala ashram talay, and the one who is born her is suffik and brings ashram talay. Rather, Rashi explains the vada ein lo shum kinyan min haTorah. It's not a question. The cherish certainly has no kinyan on their isa level, and if he gets married to a woman, that woman is not a suffix whether it's married. It's vada not married. Midirabanon, there might be marriage for a cherish, but midiraisa, there is no marriage for the cherish, and therefore the ashes cherish would not be there would not be an iser of ashes ish midiraisa. So Gemara says lema mesayle. Maybe we could bring the following as a proof for that idea. What's this? What's the rhyme? Yeah.
With the midoraita, definitely not with the rabbanon, yes. So if they're making an issur midorabanan, what's the punishment? Is there a punishment?
Issur midorabanan is makas mardus. Makas mardus. And if you said you've quoted this before, sometimes there's a chiyamisa. Midorei sofum is stronger than divrei Torah.
When
certain things.
When it's effective, you know.
Right.
Everything is the rabbanon. Rabbanon.
Right. But in terms of implementing a punishment, the punishment of their bond is only a makas mardas. Well, not only, but it's there's lashes.
Yeah.
And machlok is exactly how many lashes one gets for makas mardas. So the Gemara says, let me bring the following raya. Lema mesayle. Maybe the following proves this point of Shmuel. Chamisha lo yitrumu. There are five people who cannot do separate truma. Vim tarmu in truma sun truma. And even if they do the separate the truma, it's not going to be an effective truma b'dievin. Who are these five? Elohein, Cheresh, Shote, Vakaton. So Cheresh, Shote, Vakaton, we know. Hatorim, Sheinu, Shelo. If I go into someone's backyard and separate Shema for him, that doesn't work either. And number five is that Ovid, Kochavim, Shetarim, Shel Yisrael. A guy who takes the Shema for Yisrael. Afil, Bershus, Yisrael. Even if the farmer, the Jewish farmer, gives him permission, it's still the halach is Ein Shema, so Shema. So we see from here that a cheresh does not have the ability to do anything. They can't make kinyanim, they can't marry, they can't do truma. So just like they can't do truma, so too, they can't marry midiraisa. So Gemara says, no, not necessarily a raya from truma. There are two different cases. Hu da'amar ki Rabbi Elazar, the Tanya, Rabbi Yitzchak, Omer Mishim Rabbi Elazar, trumas cheresh lo tete l'chulun b'pnei shu safek. It's very possible that Shmuel holds, like Rabbi Elazar, that no, when a cheresh does do truma, it's a suffix. According to the printing we just brought above, that it's nothing. But according to Rabbi Lazar, it's a suffix. We're not really sure if it works. So Shmuel doesn't have to hold like the other printing by Truma. He maybe holds like Rabbi Lazar. So if that's the case, Gemara asks, Isvir Rabbi Elazar. If Shmuel holds of Rabbi Elazar that by Chuma to Savig whether the Chuma takes effect, then Ashram Tali Nami Lechayev. So when the Cheresh is married to a woman, we should also view that as being a Safek Kinyan, a Safek Kedushin, and there should be a Chiv Ashram Tali for that case. If he holds it's a Safek, a Cheresh's actions always considered a Safek. So Gemara says, no, no, you're right, Shmuel holds like Rabbi Elazar that anything a Cheresh done is a Safek. But there's a technical reason why no Ashram Tali is being brought. Because by inan chaticha m'shei chatichas, we need a shtei chatichas. What does shtei chatichas mean? That's the example I gave you before. Has to be a case where there are, Rashi doesn't elaborate on this, does he? Let's see. Right. You see, I'll say this outside. Rashi does go through this. Has to be a situation where there are two options presented in front of you. Not where one object is a suffix, the status of that one object. We're not sure whether the Eishes Cheresh is married or not. It's a case where there's a Chelev and there's Shuman. There are two separate options. This is Vade Aser, this is Vade Mutter, and we don't know which one is which. As opposed to the case of the Eishes Ish, Eishes Cheresh, we don't know if she herself is Aser or Mutter, the different type of Suffolk. Suffolk about what the status is versus Suffolk which one I ate. So this does not fall into the category. Ashram Tali is where either I Vade ate it or I Vade didn't eat it. But in the case we don't know the status of her, that's a different type of Suffolk. And there, although he views the Cheresh's actions always as being Suffolk, it's not a case that will lead to an Ashram Talag. Ashram Talag has a different set of criteria needed to bring an Ashram Talag. So Gemara says, Umi bai Rabbi Elazar chaticha mishe chaticha? Let's wait a second. Does Rabbi Elazar think that the only time Ashram Talag applies is when there are these two separate pieces, Mutter and Aser? That's the only case he thinks exists? Hatani, the Brisa tells us that Rabbi Elazar himself, Omer, like koi or kvi, different ways how to pronounce it. How do they punctuate it in the, what?
Koi.
So different punctuations, but most I've seen is koi. So koi is that classic case of an animal. We don't know the status of the animal. It's a chai and it's a behemoth. On one hand, it has certain features that remind us of a domesticated animal. Other features it has, it reminds us of a non-domesticated, a wild animal. So what's halacha? There are many different nafkaminas. For example, when you shecht a behemoth, there's no need to cover up the dam. The kisrei dam only applies to a chai and an oaf. So it's certainly not an oaf, but there's a possibility,
right?
Yeah. So when it comes to koi, do you have to do kisrei dam? So we've... but kisrei, yeah.
There's no Indian of nefesh, you know.
No, kisrei dam only says by chai and the pasuk zeres akasav. When you look at the parsha of kisrei dam, it only mentions it by a chai and an oaf. So when you shech the koi, whatever animal this is, you're supposed to cover it up just to be safe, but you don't say a bracha because you're not really sure if it's chayiv. Let's say you shecht a koi on Shabbos, on Yantif rather, where you're allowed to shecht on Yantif. But you can't cover up, you can't dig, things on Yantif in general. So there's a whole mission in the first mission in Be'ah that talks about this koi, if you remember. So the koi is a suffix, whether it's a behemoth or a chayav. Okay, so what's the relevance now? So to another nafkamin is that only chaylev of a chaya is a chayav, midiraisa, as opposed to a behemoth. The fats, certain parts of the fats, which you call chaylev, only are usher and karis from a wild animal, but from a behemoth, that part of the animal is not usher.
Behemoth is domesticated.
Yeah, like a cow and a sheep, those are behemoths, and the chai would be a tzvi. Tzvi is an exact classic example of a wild animal. It runs around a lot, can't really hold it down. So what happens if you eat the chaylev of a koi? If it's a chaya, there's an isser karis. If it's a behemoth, there's no isser at all. So Gemara explained, Hatanya Rabbi Elazar Omer koi chayav malav chelvo ashram talei. He says you're chayiv to bring an Ashram Tali because you're not sure the status of it, it's a suffix. And you still bring an Ashram Tali. Now, this case of the chaylev of koi is not a case where there are two different fats in front of you, one shuman, one's chaylev. It's a case where there's one object. I don't know the status of this one object, yet that suffix of that one object can lead to an Ashram Tali. So, too, by the Eishes Cheresh, this woman, I don't know her status. The suffix on her, one being, yet it should also still lead to an Ashram Tali.
What do you mean you don't know what's the status? Rabbanan. Married.
No, but Ashram Taloi, there could only be an Isser, a carbon could only be generated from an Isser Deraisa. By an Eishes Ish, so then that could generate a carbon. But if there's no marriage Midiraisa, it's only Midirbanon, that's not going to...
Because there's no Chet level from the Midiraisa. That's
correct.
Why you do not bring the carbon. Okay, but what do you have here? Because you have here something wrong, obviously.
No, so if it's only midirbanan, let's say the Eishes Cheresh is only kedushin midirbanan.
For sure, it's kedushin from midirbanan.
Well, it might also be midiraisa. We don't if he has enough das, which we don't know. That's why we're not sure. Let's say we know for sure that's only kedushin midirbanan, and she was with another man, there'd be Makas Mardas.
Okay.
If there's a Deraisa Kedushin, then it would be an Isser Midiraisa. We're not sure whether the Cheresh can marry a woman or not. It's a Suffolk. Suffolk whether it works Deraisa or only works Midirbanam. If it works Midiraisa, it should be a Chiv Karban. So this is a Suffolk. I'm not sure if I violated an Isser Deraisa or an Isser Derban only, so I should have to bring an Ashram Tullah. But Shmuel says you don't have to bring an Ashram Tullah. But aren't we saying Shmuel holds like Rebbe Elazar? And Rebbe Elazar thinks even when there's a suffix on one object, not two different objects, even on one object, we don't know the status of the koi. But still, he says that's going to be mechayev a carbon ashram tali because I'm not sure. So too by the eishes cheresh on this one person, I'm not sure if it's an issa deraisa and issa mederbanim. Shmuel should hold that you're chayev to bring an ashram tali. So Gemara says Shmuel savar ki Rebbe Elazar bechada palagale bechada. He agrees with Rebbe Elazar with respect to one halacha, with respect to the halacha of truma. But he argues with him with respect to the lacha of the Ashram Talay. So Rashi doesn't really explain this, but I get the idea is that he agrees to Rebbe Elazar that the Cheresh, everything the Cheresh does is Suffolk. And therefore, if the Cheresh separates Chuma to Suffolk, it might or might not be Chuma. When it comes to requirements from Ashram Talay, when an Eishish Cheresh is certainly a Suffolk, but to bring an Ashram Taloi, you need to have two objects. It has to be, this is Vade Moster, this is Vade Aser, and you're not sure which one you ate. That's the only time they could bring Ashram Taloi. If there's one object, I don't know if this Chalev of Koi is Aser, or I don't know if this woman is actually married. It's about one object, the whole thing is Suffolk. There's no Mutter versus, there's no Vade Mutter, Vade Aser. It's one thing of Suffolk. There Shmuel argues with the Rebbe Elazar and says it will not lead to a carbon Ashram Taloi. Gemara says, Ikadami, the bottom of the page now, Amar of Echir Ba'ashi, Amar of Shmuel, Eishis Cheresh, Chayov Mala Ashram Tale, different version. He holds that a woman married to Cheresh would be Chayav and Ashram Tale, because we're not really sure. It is a Suffolk that will lead to an Ashram Tale. Asks the Gemara, Meisi Ve'chami Shalo Yitrumu, but don't we have a Mishnah that says five people don't make Truma? One of them is considered Cheresh. So why is it the same question, a different question we asked before, but the same Braisa? Wait a second, if a Cheresh could do things misafik, so why do we say if he takes Chuma, his Chuma is nothing at all? Gemara says, Savar la Rebbe Elazar. He holds like Rebbe Elazar. He says, no, in a Chanami, a Cheresh who does separate Chuma, it will have a Chalos of Chuma, at least mitara safik. So in this approach of Shmuel is very consistent with Rebbe Elazar, that he always views a Cheresh action as being safik, and it will lead to an Ashram Talay as well. Asks the Gemara all in the bottom, by Rav Ashi, my time with Rebbe Elazar. What was the reason of Rebbe Elazar that he felt that a Cheresh is a Suffolk? We ask a very lumdish question now. Do we say that Mifshib Shitile, the Cheresh died to Klishatahu? Certainly true that a Cheresh has a very weak level of Das, so he's not very sharp, but he has some weak level of Das. Umihu Misafkale I Daita Tilusa Ilo. Daita Tilusa? He's just not sure. If his das is literally tulsa means clear, I'm not sure they have it translated in English. Clear, yeah. So his das is clear, or his das is not clear. Uli olam chada daitahu. But it's very consistent. So IQ. Let's see, the Cheresh is IQ. Let's say 60. 60 is considered low, I think, right? Lower end.
That's low.
Right.
What is that?
That
what they consider as that?
Chachma bina v'das.
Yeah, but
it's hard to figure out how do.
But what they consider that is seichel. He cannot think. He cannot concentrate on something, meaning he understands, but he cannot, you know, put his machshava into it in order to understand all the details, all the consequences. What is it that?
It's a good question. It's hard to really put your, finger on it. Just for examples, when it comes to a katan, there's certain things a katan may do and certain things a katan may not do.
Because he is not because of that, because of seichel. His seichel is small, not developed.
Right.
So it doesn't mean that he doesn't have done it. It's just not developed.
Right. No, so certain things, like the Gemara in Gittin talks about a whole list of things, how we know a katan could do certain actions or kinyanim. So the Gemara gives these examples of a katan is able to understand who he's being nether to, making a nether to. He understands the concept of Hashem, which I don't know what that means exactly, but he knows there's Hashem. His nether could be chal. So they're hard to know, or at what age should a child start wearing tzitzis and tefillin, do certain mitzvahs? There's no real answer at a certain age, and there's no real test whether he's knowledgeable. You have to get a kind of feel for things, whether it's age appropriate. It's a good question. What das means? Does it mean intention? Does it mean focus? Does it mean understanding? I'm not really sure.
So they don't speak about the Gemara.
I don't think so. They're trying to. They're using terms, but I don't know how to translate the terms. He's saying, does Rav Elazar think a cheresh is a very low level das? But it's a clear. Whatever das he has, it's very clear. It's very simple minded. It doesn't alter. It doesn't go up and down. It's a very clear, constant level of low level das. Oh, Dilma pshita like the daita klisha, vav daita tzlusir. No, or certainly he thinks he has a low level das, but his das isn't always so clear. B'hacha, hainu taima. So here, the reason why it might work is kaven de'itim chalom itim shota, because his mind's going to be alternating sometimes from being very clear and sometimes from being not very clear. That's the shaila. So I think what he's trying to say. That the real question is the Chayish is a low level das, but the point is it going to be this constant low level das, or sometimes it's going to drop and sometimes it's going to go up? It's going to fluctuate depending on the state of being. That's what it seems like the Shaila is. So Lamayn Afkamina, who really cares about whether his mind stays constantly clear or it's going to fluctuate? So Lotia, you should be get, whether or not he's allowed to divorce a woman with a get. Right, because if you're going to say his mind's going to be constantly clear, so he has the ability to have a get, give a get. But if not, there are going to be certain times where he's not going to be clear. Sometimes it will be. And I guess he'll never really know whether or not it's going to be clear at that moment. Maybe he should not be able to give a get because you need das. So Gemara explains. Yeah.
Based on these statements, mm-hmm. they refer him as, suffer crazy.
Yeah.
So that's a chavesh. Basically crazy.
But that's only one side. The other side is that he's a low-level das, like a katan, let's say, but it's constant. Where sometimes the cheresh could fluctuate. Sometimes his mind's going to get foggy, he doesn't know what's going on. Sometimes he'll be very clear-minded. That's the suffix. So the Gemara says, what's an afkamina? Again, an afkamina is, does he have the ability to give a get? Now, if we assume he has one constant das all the time, then kedushin kach gerushin. So just like he could get married, so too he's allowed to get divorced. However, if it's going to fluctuate, then kedushin matzim mekadesh grushi lo matzim mekadesh. He's able to do kedushin, but he's not able to do gerushin. Why? What's the difference? Why is he able to do kedushin? Because a special halacha, the chacham instituted kedushin for a shota. It's a special gzeira. But for whatever reason, the chacham never instituted a gerushin for kedushin. So therefore, maybe he shouldn't be able to give a get. My, what's halacha take with the Gemara? There's no, within the opinion of Rabbi Elazar, they're not really sure whether the cheresh could give a get or not. And that's a topic based on how he views the das of a cheresh. If I turn the Gemara says, nishtates v'chulas. This is going back on yesterday's Mishnah, a very long, long Mishnah we had in the beginning, that a woman who became a pikachas, and then she became a shota, you cannot divorce her. So I explain to the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak davar Torah. Shota miskareshes, midid have a pekachas bal karcha. He says midiraisa, really midiraisa, a shota can't get divorced. The chachamim created gezeira not to. The mishnah is only talking about it on the derabban level. Midiraisa wasn't allowed to divorce a shota. Why? Matam amru in magreshes. Why did the chachamim say you can't divorce a shota? You could give her a divorce. Shelo yinhagu ba minog hefker. So you don't have to treat her minog hefker. So midiraisa, there's no need for das from the woman's side. There's no need for das to give a get. A man decides he wants to divorce his wife. He gives her a get. She has no opinion in the matter. You give it to her and that's it. So why not be able to divorce a shota?
Even today.
Okay. Yeah.
So what is a sovereign get?
Hmm?
Refuses get. If she refuses the get, doesn't matter.
If she never takes it, she has to give it to her. If she never takes it, so then that's it's a technical problem of her not taking it. It has to be a maisa and a sina, but nasam biyada, says the pasuk. But in terms of the das, it's all up to him. But if she happens to be a shota, though, so then the halacha is you're not allowed to divorce her because there's a concern that she's going to be a shota and she's going to be treated like a minhag hefker, and then we don't want Bnos Yisrael, even a shota, to be treated in such a way. So you have to say married to her. Hey, chidam, what's the case here? Ilei ma diyodas l'shmor akita v'yodas l'shmor atzma minhagi b'hinim gehefker. If it's a woman who knows how to hold on to a get, you say, listen, this is your divorce, hold on to it, and she knows how to hold on to it, how to protect it, that means she's also able to protect herself. So there's not going to be concern of minhag hefker. So that's considered a higher level of das. She's not a shota. That would be permitted. So it must be, what's the case? Ella de Aino Dash Lishmor Logit. It must be where she's at a very low level. She mamish doesn't know how to hold on to this piece of document. She doesn't know what a get means. She's gonna rip the piece of paper up. So Velo Asma Devartor, she can't protect her get and she can't protect herself. Then not only midirbanan can she not get a divorce, even Davar Torah shows a miscarriages. Even midiraisa she should be able to get a divorce. Why? Because ha amri debe rabbianai nasim biyada mishesh lo yad legarish asma yatsuzushen lo yad legarish asma. Has to be a woman who's able to have a hand. She has to be able to hold on to the get. And further, right, v'tana debe rabbi Yishmael v'shalch mi beso, and you, after you give her the get, you send her off from your house. So the only type of person who the get's going to work for is a person who, when you send her off, she actually goes away and never comes back. As opposed to Shota, she's going to think, oh, he just sent me out to go shopping, and she's going to come back that evening, and she's going to keep coming back. She doesn't know any better. That's not considered a shalcha mibeso. So we're talking about such a low-level das, such a Shota, that get won't even work on a deraisa level. You don't need a dinder bun of minag hefker concern. So the Gemara is being mechadashas is that even midiraisa, even though we typically assume that you could divorce anybody you want without any consent, it's not true. If a woman has such a low-level das where she doesn't know how to stay away from the house of her ex-husband, that won't be considered a get. If we're talking about such a shota here, so then midiraisa, the get shouldn't be a good get. Why does the Gemara present this as being only a dinder bun on that it's not a good get? Why is it lo tzricha? No, there is still another situation where we could find where it's somewhere in between. If a shota who knows how to protect her get, but she still has a less das, what's this? Lo tzricha diyodas lishmor gita venu yodas lishmor atzma. No, it's very possible to find the woman who knows that this is her get, and she knows that she should hold on to this, and this is her release. She's single, but she does not know how to have self-control for herself. She can't protect herself. That's what we're talking about. That davar Torah on a deraisa level show to miskareshes dahyudas lishmor gita. As long as she knows how to protect her get, and she does know how to hold on to such a document, it's a good divorce. However, since she does not know how to protect herself, she has no self-control. Our Mishnah tells us that you cannot divorce such a woman because then this Benos Yisrael is going to be treated like Hefker, and that, Chalila, we don't have to have it happen. Okay. Says the Gemara, now last narrow line down. Amar Abaye, Dekanami, I'm going to read the Brisa very precisely to prove this very point. Dekanami, Dekasani, Gavi, Dida. It says with respect to her, Nishtates, Loyotzi. When it comes to her, you cannot divorce her. Vigavi, Dide, when he's the Shota, Loyotzi, Olamis. They can never get married. So what's the difference? Maishna, Hacha, Dekatani, Olamis, Umaisha, Hasim, Lo, Katani, Olamis. Misha says that a shota can't get divorced and a shote and shota, I guess you're right. Shote can't get divorced olamist. A shota can't get divorced. Doesn't say olamist. What's the difference? Olamist is the word used in the Mishnah.
Forever.
Yeah, forever, exactly. So why does he emphasize that a shota can never get married, but a shota can't get married, but doesn't say the word olamist? Sounds like maybe there is some room that it can, not olamist, just loyotzi. Why doesn't it mention olamis by a shota, by a woman? Ela shmamina haderaisa haderbanam. When it comes to shote, the man to shote, he can never get divorced because he doesn't have das. Olamis, forever. Shota, she can't get divorced for derabanam. We can't say olamis because really midiraisa, it's a good get. It's only midirabanam that we said not to divorce because she's going to be noeg minog hefker. That's why we don't use the lashon olamis. Now, I'm not sure the Gemara doesn't address this point, I don't think, but let's say b'di'eved, a man, gave such a shota a get. Would it be a good get or not?
Who gave who?
Let's say a man gave a shota, a woman who's a shota, gave her a get.
And regular men?
Regular men. Would that be good b'di'eved? We said midirais, it's a good get, as long as she could protect the get. Midirban, we said it's not a good get because minog hefker. Let's say he gave it to her anyways, b'di'eved, would it be a good get? I'm just thinking out loud, I don't know the answer. Not sure. Actually, a very sad story. A number of years ago, someone, a contemporary of mine, I used to play basketball with, he suddenly had some type of brain tumor and became Mamash Shota in a wheelchair. He was married at the time. And somehow, I'm not sure how it worked luckily, I don't know what took place, but somehow,
religious.
I think they arranged, yeah, religious, and somehow they arranged for him in that state to give a get to his wife. I don't know how, I'm not sure who authorized that. I don't know exactly his false, but to my understanding, I have not seen him since that had happened. But he.
Nice friend, you are.
What? No, I wasn't like close to him, but I played basketball in high school with him, so I know who he is. So, but you know, halachically speaking, a person who's a shota cannot give. There's no way around giving a get. I don't know what they did in that case, but okay. Says the Gemara now. I'm Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Gemara quotes from the Mishnah now. The opinion of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. What did he hold? He held that. Let's see this. Say it again, sir.
Aisha shenit chavusha yotza. Aisha shenit chavush eino motzi. That's what he holds. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri.
Okay, so a woman who becomes deaf, she can get divorced, but a man who becomes deaf may not divorce. So asks the Gemara now. Ibaylehu Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri have the following suffix. Ish pshitile v'ishak mibaylei. Did he certainly know a man cannot perform it? An ish who's a cheresh certainly cannot. But he was mistopic about an isha. Oh, duma isha pshitalei v'isha kumabaylei. Or did he certainly know a woman can receive a get? He just wasn't sure about whether a man. Well, where do you see the suffix here, though? You had a suffix in the Mishnah? Remember this Mishnah. It's a long Mishnah.
It's the longest time.
Okay, I'm seeing the mission. I'm not sure. Okay, let's just go with this then. So the Gemara says, so that's the question. Did he know for sure? It's not going to make so much sense, though. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri was just challenging Chama. Chama made that statement. He was saying, why is that true? He asks why. The Chum said that a man who becomes deaf cannot give a divorce or give a get, but a woman who became cheresh can receive a get. Yochanan ben Nuri, what's the distinction? That's his question. Well, how do you make such a distinction? Who asks, what was his question? Well, his question was, I know for sure man is not able to give it because he has no das. But by a woman, why is she able to receive it? Was that his question? How could a woman receive it if she has no das? Or was the question, of course I agree a woman can receive it. You don't need das to receive a get. But why are you saying a man can't give it? Maybe the man has enough das to give a get. That was the question of the Gemara. What was Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri's question on the Chachamim? So says the Gemara, Tashma, midikamri lei, from the fact that they say back to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Eino dom ha'isha megarish la'isha ha'miskareshes, you can't compare man to a woman. She'isha yotza l'ritzona v'shelo l'ritzona. When it comes to a woman, she's released regardless of her das. But it comes to a man only goes with das. So from that response of the Chacham say there's a clear distinction between men and women's roles in the get. The women get divorced bal karcha, and the men get divorced only l'ritzono. Shema, we learn from here that ish k'mibayle. We learn from here that the question was about a man. So why is it so clear that from the statement it's about a man? I said, well, adraba. Midikamrele afzu kiyotzi ba shmamina ish k'mibayle. The fact that they say this too is similar to it. It sounds like the question is about a woman. So there's really no clarity in this statement. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri lidireim kamar lehu. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri was responding within the world of the Chachamim. Lididi, says Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, according to me, kiyecha de ish lo matzi megarish, she shenami lo megarish. According to me, there's no distinction. Just like a man who's a cheresh can't divorce, so too a woman who's a cheresh cannot get divorced. Lididchu, but in your world, Chachamim, maishna ish, maishna ish, how can you distinguish between men and women? Amulah, so they said back to him, Eino doma ha'isha megarish la'isha miskarish. And they said back that there's no, you can't compare the two different worlds of a man versus a woman. They play very different roles. They have very different standards of what's needed in order to perform get. And then the Gemara quotes from the Mishnah, Hey, Rabbi Yochanan. So they bring a testimony. I think it's from Yochanan ben Gudgadnan we saw before. Yeah. That a woman, a chereshes, who gets married by her father, can be divorced through a get. So Amar Rav Meiduso Shel Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgada, from his very testimony, Amar li Edom Ru Get Ze Shani Nosein. A person says, a man says to two witnesses, look at this get that I'm about to give. Amrullah, and he says to the woman now, his wife, Kansi Starchovaze, Hareze Mugureshis. He says to his wife, accept this Starchov that I'm giving to you. And then he says, and the halach is, this is a get. Now he never tells her this is a get. He just says, here's a piece of paper for you. And he walks away. So, but he tells the Aiden, by the way, this is a get. What I'm about to give her is a get, but he never tells her. So they're going to say, this is going to be a good get. Why? Because me lo, Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgada, lo bainan daita, achanam lo bainan daita. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri doesn't, ben Gudgada rather, does not require any of her das. Doesn't require, that's why a chereshes is allowed to get divorced. Even though the chereshes has no das, you could divorce her. So to hear, even a woman who has das, you don't have to tell her. So this comes into your question. Is das about seichel or is it about kavana? The Gemara, awareness, let's say. So the Gemara is... What? According to the opinion. The Gemara seems to be equating the two. Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgada is referring to seichel. Cheresh has no seichel. The Gemara said, well, if she has no seichel, so to a woman who does have seichel, she doesn't have to have awareness, though. Kavana. So they think it's the same halacha at this point. So the Gemara says, no. Pshita... That's pretty obvious. Of course, if a woman without seichel works, certainly a woman with seichel, even though she has no awareness, certainly that's going to work as well. Whereas it's mild the same, you know, what would you have thought? The fact that he gave her a get, but said, by the way, this is a, you know, a shtarchov, that might cancel out the ability of it to work as a get. Kamashman, it doesn't. Because why? Because if he intended on being mevatel, this whole process of giving the get, he would have told the Edom that I'm undoing this. The fact that he never went back to tell the Edom tells us that he still had the intention of divorcing her.
Why is he lying to him?
He's embarrassed. He's, you know. Yeah, you know, I'm sure there's certain situations where it's just uncomfortable. Like he doesn't want to see her again, but doesn't want to have to face her, and, you know, eye to eye. He says, here's a piece of document, and he runs away and never has to see her again.
Yeah.
He releases her. She's single now. He doesn't have to feel guilty about that. And he goes off with his own life.
Simple.
Yeah.
Sounds nice.
Yeah, nice, but unfortunately it does happen, though. I've heard cases of this. They just show up, and here's the get, and then I'm gone. So, okay, so the Gemara says again, so, Kamash Mlon Isa Debatli, if he really intended on canceling out the get, Le'edim have a Kamar Lahu, he would have said to the Edim, Umidilo Amar Le'edim, the fact that he never told Edim, Lo Batla Vlomidi. Must be that the document that was given, he never intended it on it not being a get. It planned on being a get. Ah, so why did he tell her it was a Shtarchov? He's probably embarrassed to tell her it was a get. Ah, Gemara says, ah, exactly. Vahai de Kamar Hachi. What? Yeah, exactly. Why did he tell her it was a shtarchov if it was a get? Mishum kisufahu, the kamar lo, he was embarrassed. He was embarrassed to tell it to her. Okay, this looks like a good stopping point, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Don't worry about it. Yeah, should we go a little bit further, you think?
No, let's stop.
We do have 9 minutes. The two dots is not too far.
I said let's stop here.
You say stop here?
Yeah, because we'll have 5 minutes extra to prepare to daven.
Okay. Fine. Everyone have a...
Pachot.
Okay. Everyone then, in that case, everyone should have a wonderful day.